Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hello, pop culture and music fans. My name is Ben Kay, editorial director at Consequence, welcoming you to the very first episode of the Consequence Uncut Annual Report podcast, brought to you exclusively by Amazon Music. A reminder that you can get Amazon Music Unlimited, which now includes Audible's library of over 1 million audiobooks, free for 3 months by going to tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Again, that's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. On this first debut episode of our annual report podcast, we're going through our list of the 50 best albums of 2024. And joining me to talk about all the great music this year are my colleagues, Jonah Kruger. Hi, Jonah.
Hey.
And Paolo Ragusa. Hi.
Hello, hello.
First thing I think we need to get into is the very fact that we had our list of 50 pretty much locked, and then 3 days ago, what happens? Two of the biggest names in music drop really killer albums.
I love that we're considering Father John Misty one of the biggest names in music now.
I mean,
he would love that, actually.
He had that tweet that was like, how do I tell them my albums don't chart?
What is it? Do they not chart because he constantly releases them against Kendrick?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, it is good fun that there was this this incredible coincidence that Father John Misty and Kendrick Lamar are aligned on release schedules, despite their albums sounding wildly different from one another. But we're definitely big fans of this new Father John Misty album. I know a lot of us at least had maybe not lost interest, but weren't quite as big on his more recent albums. But this one really roped me back in personally. I ever since I heard that song Screamland, which is one of the lead singles for the album, I was really impressed.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I was a big Father John Misty fan. His last release, Chloe, was probably one of my lesser favorites from him. And then once I heard some of the singles from this one, I was ready for it, which also is one of the big differences between these two releases, at least in terms of us pulling this list together, which is that we kind of had an idea that Father John Misty probably would be on the list. You know, it's releasing late,
right.
But we knew it was coming. We liked the singles. We're like, okay, we have a contingency plan for when we probably end up liking this album. With Kendrick, it was just like, fucking hell.
Fuck, now we have to consider this instant classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, we're recording this, folks, before, obviously, we released the list. We still haven't figured out where Kendrick goes. Is it a top 5? Is it a top 10? Is it top 20?
Yeah, I think
personally,
it's also...
Personally, I'm going to be shocked if it doesn't end up in the top 10.
I agree. I mean, again, it's... recency bias and all.
Right.
It might be my favorite hip-hop release of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were really talking about it because, you know, Chromacopia, Tyler, the Creator's new album, is only like about a month old. So, you know, we were kind of considering that to be one of the biggest hip-hop releases of the year and, you know, really still trying to digest that album. And now here comes this new hip-hop album. And not to pit the two together, but they both are pretty on par with each other in terms of quality. And yeah, I mean, I think this Kendrick album has some of the most exciting production I've heard him rap over since To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn. But yeah, it's a gift that keeps on giving, this new Kendrick album. I feel like I've only reached the tip of the iceberg.
It's the fact that it dropped so recently reminds me of, like, when did SZA drop her record? Was that
SOS?
22?
That was in December.
In
too.
December, right?
So
yeah.
We actually dropped our list before the album came out. And we were like, no, it's got to, like, but we'd heard it because, sorry, folks, we get, you know, advances. It's part of the journalism business.
The one benefit.
the single benefit. Yeah, I just remember, like, we're like, do we save it for next year's list? We're like, no, we have to put it on.
And other people did. Other people, yeah. if I don't. misremember, had it as the number one album of the following year's list.
Last year, right. Of 2020.
Where we just had it at the top of that year's list.
Yeah, like typically we're just ahead of the curve. So that makes sense. Yeah.
It also does remind me, I believe it was D'Angelo's album, his last album, The Black Messiah, that came out also in mid-December and kind of became an anomaly on some of the lists. But God, I wish he would come back soon. I'm so, so excited for a new D'Angelo album whenever that happens.
By the way, I think we do need to take a second to knock on wood, because SZA did say she is dropping before the end of the year this year.
Oh, God.
Wait, really?
Oh, God.
That's what
she
said.
Again.
She said on some stream or something that she will drop before the end of the year, and she has those albums she's been teasing for so long now. So SZA already threw us a curveball, and we're talking about it, and now it's definitely going to happen probably the Sunday before we drop this list.
I love when artists, there's no reason for them to have any regard for list making, but they're just like, fuck you. I feel like Kendrick actually has lines in that album that are like, fuck your list. I'm just releasing this.
You're right, Ben. The Kendrick album is actually about us and us alone.
Most things are a consequence of Kendrick.
Thank you for checking out Consequences Annual Report coverage. We'll be releasing even more content, lists, interviews, podcasts, videos, all coming to you presented by Amazon Music. Again, you can get 3 full months of Amazon Music Unlimited, which now includes all of Audible's over 1 million audiobooks, which you can get one free audiobook a month for 3 months. Just go to tryamazonmusic.com/COS. Again, that's tryamazonmusic.com/COS. And make sure to check out all the rest of our annual report content at consequence.net. See you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.